The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. The Overthrow of America, brought to you by the FBI. That's right. Folks, it is so clear, as if it wasn't clear before, now it really is that no one can deny that the FBI is the one who overthrew America, allowed the Democrats to steal the elections. They have been trying to overthrow America since Donald Trump became president. Everyone knows it. But now the evidence is so high that it is clear the FBI is a threat to the Constitution. A threat to America. Well, I shouldn't even say that. It's beyond that. They've succeeded in overthrowing our country. They have succeeded. And it's probably not the first time they've ousted a president, by the way, but it's different in this in what they've done now. They have really successfully ended everything that is America. It's just America's made up of 50 states, so even though our federal government has been overthrown and is completely 100% corrupt. The federal government all over the place, just corruption everywhere, in every agency, corruption galore, but especially in the intelligence agencies. The reason why America is still standing is because our founding fathers didn't set it up like other countries. Like other countries, once their federal government were to be overthrown, that's it. Boom, it's over. But with America, because of the 50 states, the states actually have the power, and it's really showing it because the federal government has been overthrown, and yet people are still acting like they have freedom. And some people are still having freedom in certain states. While other states, there's lots of people that don't have freedom and they act like slaves, and I won't go deep into it, but the point is because of the 50 states, you haven't had a complete collapse immediately. But it doesn't change the fact that the federal government has been overthrown. And some think, well, that's over the top statement. No, well, if you think that, then this is the show for you, because I'm going to prove it beyond any doubt. I wouldn't make these statements if I couldn't prove it beyond any doubt. There is no doubt. Here is when the FBI finally showed its true colors, when Donald Trump got to be president. Folks, remember, the FBI was spying on the Trump administration, right? Before he even was president, we know the FBI was spying on his presidential campaign, which is illegal. And the FBI was already doing that. But Trump wins anyways. They try to rig the elections. They get the algorithm wrong for Hillary Clinton, so she can't believe it. They have the machines, but the algorithm's wrong. They don't make up the votes because they didn't expect Trump to get as many votes as he did, because the polling didn't fully show how much support he really had, because there was a whole bunch of people that normally vote Democrat that didn't vote Democrat, that voted for Donald Trump, and they didn't tell people or a pollster or anyone that they were going to not vote Democrat, but actually vote for Trump. A lot of them are like union workers. I knew this was coming because I was in Detroit, and I talked to people who were assembly line workers. Once in a long past, worked on the assembly line for Ford Motor Company, so I know what I'm talking about. So I talked to some of these people, and I could tell, wow, these people that are blue-collar people who have voted Democratic their whole life for the Democrat Party, they're going to vote for Trump. But they're not going to tell anyone. They're keeping it on the down low. And that's why Trump won, because in 2016, the Democrats didn't understand how many votes he was going to get, so they weren't prepared to cheat enough. But they did try to cheat. So the FBI, scared to death of Trump, spying on his campaign, now, holy crap, he won! We even cheated and he won! Yeah. And then you have the political coup. Then they immediately try to accuse him of, he must have colluded with the Russians. How could he have won? We've rigged the elections. We were doing what we always do, and he still won. He must have colluded with the Russians. He had to have had outside help because we use our power in the intelligence agencies and what we have done with rigging machines. We used all that and he still won. Had to be Russia. They really believed he colluded with Russia. They believed he colluded with somebody, and it most likely would be Russia, and they would find it if they could investigate him, because how in the world did their cheating not work? Folks, when you understand it from this perspective, does it not make more sense why they were so in on the ridiculous Russian collusion, like they actually believed it? Because some of them actually did, because they couldn't comprehend. How could he have won when we cheat? And he still won. That's not possible. Somebody did to us what we were doing to the Republicans this whole time. Somebody did it to us. That's what they concluded. And it wasn't true. Trump actually was popular, which they couldn't fathom. They couldn't fathom that being real. Trump popular? It's just a fringe wacko people. So they weren't prepared. In 2020, they were much more prepared. They were prepared, no matter how popular he is, we will just shut the election down in the key states. And then just keep adding votes until our guy wins. And that's exactly what they did, as everyone lived through it. They shut down the five key states because Trump had won, and then said, wait, tomorrow morning, you're going to find out that Trump hasn't won, because all night long, we're going to add votes for Joe Biden. And that's what they did. Right in front of your face. They didn't even hide it. That's what's so amazing. But let's go back on memory lane to show you how awful the FBI is. Remember, the overthrow of America is brought to you by the FBI. FBI was, they failed in their coup to oust Trump. They tried to get him impeached. Failed. They tried to impeach him again. Failed. They were so angry that they had failed, so they had to overthrow the election. That was all that was left. They had nothing left. Understood? Remember, though, let's go all the way back to the Russia collusion stuff. Go back to all the way to the right near the beginning. Greg Gutfeld and the Five were talking about this. A flashback. Remember, understand this is all the FBI.
There was no collusion with Russia. There was no obstruction and none whatsoever. And it was a complete and total exoneration. This was an illegal takedown that failed. And hopefully somebody's going to be looking at the other side.
Thank God the media saw this coming. Can I hear an if true?
Report that if true meant that federal investigators had evidence that the president of the United States committed a serious crime and potentially an impeachable offense.
If true would confirm part of the Steele dossier, which alleges that Cohen then met in Prague with a powerful Kremlin figure.
Systemic collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia to tip the election in Donald Trump's favor, with money changing hands left and right and lots of meetings. If that is true, you know, that's an enormous, incomprehensibly big deal.
How do you explain the Manafort allegations as anything but collusion?
There was no collusion on his part. Tonight, I can tell you that may be the most suspicious denial we've heard yet.
I think they're shocked that the noose is tightening and that people might go to jail.
You're exactly right.
For the rest of their lives.
If true. Yeah, about that collusion.
In other words, as the president has insisted from the start, there was no collusion.
So this vindicates the president on collusion.
It does.
A lot of smoke about Russian collusion, but no fire.
500 search warrants, 50 pen registers, we learned today. Found no evidence of conspiracy by Donald Trump and anyone around him. That's a huge deal, a huge win for the president.
Hello, 911. I'd like to report a death. It's the mainstream media.
Yeah, folks. But remember, your anger is focused on the media there. I want you to remember, all those people do is report whatever the FBI tells them. And you need to understand that's how it worked. Think of social media today. You know how Elon Musk has outed in Twitter that the FBI was controlling everything that Twitter was doing, what you could see through Twitter, what news was getting through Twitter or Facebook and the social media companies. Who was actually controlling all of that? The FBI. That's what you need to understand. But guess what? The FBI has been controlling NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC. They're all New York Times, Washington Post, all controlled by the FBI. All their informants are from the FBI. All the lies they reported about Russia collusion, you know where they were getting that from? FBI agents. off the record, FBI agents were meeting with these reporters, and that's why CNN was so convinced. Well, the FBI is telling me that because it was an FBI coup, and the media are their slappies. The media bow knee to the FBI. And why wouldn't they? They're scared to death. They'd be ousted. All the FBI has to do is pick up a phone call to CNN and say, we don't like this anchor. Get rid of him. Boom. He'll be gone. They will obey. Do you understand? The FBI, the media is a fraudulent front man. Don't focus your anger on those morons who just read a script. Those are dead brain people. They don't have an original thought. Their family laughs at them when they watch them on TV. They just read a script or just push whatever they're told like a mind-numb robot. But who's pushing their buttons as they're a robot? Who's controlling them? The FBI and was. It was the FBI spying on the Trump campaign, the FBI lying to FISA courts. Remember that? Remember the FBI lying to FISA courts? To get the media to cover this. They'd lie so that the media would do their bidding. And so that the government would do its bidding in trying to overthrow a sitting president. The FBI is the true enemy to a free America, for sure. Remember this?
Well, Jim Comey and Adam Schiff have been all over television recently, desperately trying to act in their own interests, as always. They're trying to downplay the IG report from last week and how it exposed FBI lies, in particular lies to a FISA court that allowed them to spy on an American citizen, Carter Page. According to Jim Comey, it was not a big deal at all compared to a lot of other malfeasance currently going on at the FBI, none of which he would describe in any detail. But the FISA court appears to disagree today in a rebuke. Even the New York Times called, quote, extraordinary. The FISA court accused the FBI of repeatedly misleading it, the court, in the Carter Page case. The court gave the FBI until January 10th to propose changes to its procedures to prevent future abuses. Francie Hakes is a former federal prosecutor, knows a lot about
it. All right, I'll just end it there. What was the FBI really trying to do? They were trying to correct the mistake that they made by underestimating Trump, and they were unable to steal the election for Hillary the first time. And so they just couldn't believe it. They were so frustrated, and they were doing their political coup. But then, of course, it all failed because they couldn't find anything. They thought they would find something, but they couldn't find anything. Trump was that squeaky clean that they looked for anything other than Russia. They knew the Russia collusion thing was probably not true, but if they could investigate him, they thought they'd find something. They found nothing. And so what happens? They help overthrow the election. We'll get to that in just a second. But they also then, after Trump knows that they're doing nothing about the stolen election in 2020, they help frame Trump supporters by the FBI conducting an attack on our Capitol building as a setup against their political enemies. And the FBI believes that MAGA people are their political enemies. It's not even about party system. It's MAGA is the enemy to the FBI. That's how it's viewed in Washington, D.C. The FBI runs it all. They are the kingpin, and the Democrats get away with the money laundering in the Ukraine, and everything they do that you're seeing is all this corruption, all these people, every single one of these politicians have millions and millions and millions of dollars, yet you can't really explain how they get all this millions and millions of dollars. And does the FBI ever bust a single politician for all of this? No, including the FBI, heads of the FBI themselves. They're all multimillionaires too. And if you really look at it, how are they multimillionaires? Folks, they protect the racket. Anyways, so they do the attack on the Capitol. Do you remember when Ted Cruz helped expose this? I mean, conservative media exposed this, but in case you're unfamiliar, the FBI is the one who attacked the Capitol on January 6th. Here's the proof.
I want to turn to the FBI. How many FBI agents or confidential informants actively participated in the events of January 6th.
Sir, I'm sure you can appreciate that I can't go into the specifics of sources and methods.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants actively participate in the events of January 6th? Yes or no?
Sir, I can't answer that.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants commit crimes of violence on January 6th?
I can't answer that, sir.
Did any FBI agents or FBI informants actively encourage and incite crimes of violence on January 6th?
Sir, I can't answer that.
Ms. Sadburn, who is Ray Epps?
I'm aware of the individual, sir. I don't have the specific background to him.
Well, there are a lot of people who are understandably very concerned about Mr. Epps. On the night of January 5th, 2021, Epps wandered around the crowd that had gathered. And there's video out there of him chanting, "Tomorrow, we need to get into the Capitol, into the Capitol." This was strange behavior, so strange that the crowd began chanting, "Fed, Fed, 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 Fed." Ms. Sadburn, was Ray Epps a Fed?
Sir, I cannot answer that question.
The next day, on January 6th, Mr. Epps is seen whispering to a person, and 5 seconds later, 5 seconds after he's whispering to a person, that same person begins to forcibly tear down the barricades. Did Mr. Epps urge them to tear down the barricades?
Sir, similar to the other answers, I cannot answer that.
Shortly thereafter, the FBI put out a public post seeking information on individuals connected with violent crimes on January 6th. Among those individuals, in the bottom there, is Mr. Epps. The FBI publicly asked for information, identifying, offering cash rewards leading to the arrest. This was posted, and then, sometime later, magically, Mr. Epps disappeared from the public posting. According to public records, Mr. Epps has not been charged with anything. No one's explained why a person videoed urging people to go to the Capitol, a person whose conduct was so suspect the crowd believed he was a Fed, would magically disappear from the list of people the FBI was looking at. Ms. Sadburn, a lot of Americans are concerned.
More than concerned. And Ray Epps wasn't the only one. We have proven there's been multiple people proven that have not Trump supporters, disguised as Trump supporters. I did a whole show on it, showing who the scaffolding guy was, the scaffolding commander, how he was a liberal media member, actually, pretending to be a Trump supporter, urging people to go into the Capitol. It was all a setup. We all know it. It's been proven. It's just, of course, the media will deny it till they die. How about this? Now we know that the FBI is behind censoring and destroying the First Amendment. The FBI is an enemy to the First Amendment. They knew they were violating the First Amendment. I mean, what can you conclude other than the FBI is the biggest domestic threat to the Constitution in America? The FBI is. I'm giving you a pile of evidence. They have violated everything. They have overthrown your country. They allow stolen elections, which hopefully we have time to get to that. But take a listen to this, because this is what's in the news right now.
And now to our main focus tonight, our special investigation into the FBI and Department of Homeland Security's attack on our democracy. As we reveal for the first time on television the staggering level of collusion between big tech and the Washington establishment, the shadowy network of organizations set up by the security agencies to outsource government censorship, and the way that a state cybersecurity apparatus designed to protect America from foreign interference was turned into a domestic cyber attack by our government on Americans. Evening, everyone, and welcome to The Next Revolution. Tonight, part one of our special investigation will focus on the FBI, the very government agency that is supposed to protect us, attacked our democracy in 2020. Their aim? Protecting Joe Biden, who was the head of and financially benefited from a corrupt influence peddling operation with a hostile foreign power while he was vice president. The vice president of the United States planning to become president, bought and paid for through his family by our number one global enemy, China. This man, Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, presided over a secret operation to cover up the Joe Biden corruption scandal by colluding with big tech. At best, Christopher Wray did nothing while rogue elements in his agency meddled yet again in our elections to help the Democrats. But at worst, Christopher Wray knew about the election interference operation and approved it, or worse still, directed it. Weeks before an election, evidence that the Democratic Party candidate was financially compromised by China was just disappeared. At the time, we criticized this as outrageous political bias by the companies involved. We called big tech and the media the alliance of bias. But now we know that it was 1,000 times worse. The tech companies and the media were just the stooges of our security state.
That's right. The FBI was behind it all. Which makes sense because they were behind the whole fake Russia collusion thing. And don't forget that they are behind the stealing of the election because they are the ones that refuse to prosecute people when they're caught red-handed. Remember, they were caught red-handed stealing the election in 2020. Atlanta, Georgia, they forgot that there was security tape. Of course, if you look this up now, Google and the liberal media and big tech will have it like it's debunked. It's not debunked. They took suitcases full of ballots full after they kicked everyone out, lied that there was a water leak, and then all night long were stuffing those ballots, caught on video camera, running through the machines, the suitcases full of ballots, 3 times over in order to steal the election for Joe Biden instead of Donald Trump, caught on tape. And what did the FBI say? There's no evidence of voter fraud. Remember this.
Trump's legal team presented to the Georgia Judiciary Subcommittee hearing. The security camera footage from State Farm Arena as evidence of election irregularity. It was the area where absentee and military ballots tabulated on election night. Election workers continuing scanning without any observers breached the state and county law. Lawyer Pick representing the case questioned why the ballots pulled out only when there is no supervision. She alleged it's neither clear where those ballots came from, nor when someone placed them under the table. Those ballots could be more than the margin of victory in the presidential election. This footage may act as strong evidence for Trump's team in their legal battle.
The Nevada Native Vote Project posted photos on Facebook on Election Day of smiling voters holding $25 gift cards after handing over their ballots. The posts have since been deleted, but not before they were archived.
$25 gift cards to raffle off, so that's a lot of money cash here. We have also 4 $100 gift cards to give away. So again, you want to make sure you get out here to vote. And then we have 4 $250 gift cards to raffle. And our grand prize is going to be a $500 Visa gift card.
If you find that.
Yes, but there was no voter fraud, right? None. Remember, the liberal media will say, there's no evidence. And well, that video doesn't really show what you see there. And that video, what I just showed you, doesn't even show you at all. But don't believe your own eyes of them pulling out ballots and stuffing it through the machines. That's not what it was. It's unbelievable. The FBI covered all of that up so that Joe Biden could steal the election and said that there was no voter fraud. It's ridiculous. It's infuriating. It's awful. The FBI is horrible. What can you do? Nothing. The states have to stand up. The federal government's long gone. It's been overthrown by the FBI. Only states with Republican governors standing up to the federal government can stop the complete overthrow of America. And I don't know if that's going to happen. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya. If you like what you're hearing on my show, consider watching The Daniel Natal Show, which is presented by The New American at thenewamerican.com. Daniel Natal will go into all sorts of stuff at a very intellectual, high intellectual level. And I love how he does things. You should check it out. So think of it as the intelligence agency bureau for people to go to. It's really unique, really cool, and very intellectual. If you're into that, you will love it. So check out The Daniel Natal Show at thenewamerican.com.